Hi guys, welcome to our podcast. It's Anjali
and Savannah.
Today we're going to be talking about TikTok people, like
people dance trends, people that are trending on TikTok.
Yeah, people that got that are verified though, that like our opinions on them and if they should got famous or if you think they got famous for something stupid. So first up is Charlie. I think she got famous for something good, but what she posts about, like, what she posts, she just posts, like, videos of her eating, and she gets, like, millions of likes, and I don't know, just, like, it's weird, and I think she's a good dancer, and yeah.
My opinion is, I think she's a good young influencer, but, like Anjali said, she just does stuff in front of a camera and gets likes for no reason, like, it's not really worth watching, but her dances are really good and she's a good dancer, so I agree on that.
Yeah. Next up is Dixie D'Amelio, Charlie's sister. I feel like the only reason why Dixie got famous is because of her sister, because before that Dixie was like not even known, and I don't know, I like at first I always got Dixie and Charlie like mixed up on who they were, but I think now that Dixie has, like, her own platform and her own fans now because she does singing videos and she's a really good singer, and yeah.
I agree with basically everything Anjali just said, but I like Dixie a little bit more because she's more chilled and she dances a little bit, but I like her singing a lot, so I enjoy watching her when I'm just chilling out or whatever. Yeah, that's all I got for Dixie. I don't really watch her very much.
Next is Addison Rae. I think the only reason why she got famous, which I don't think is a bad reason, she dances and she's really good at it too, but I think it's mainly people like because of her looks, because she's like super gorgeous. That's why I think Addison got, I like her. She's good. I think she's a really good influencer.
I have a different opinion about Addison. I'm really jealous of Addison because she's very gorgeous, but I feel like the fame kind of got to her this year because she acts a little different. She's also getting older, so she acts a little older, but I just miss how she used to dance and all the little kids could watch her without getting in trouble because it wasn't inappropriate or whatever, but now she is inappropriate and wears inappropriate stuff online. But she is a really good dancer, and I enjoy watching her.
The next person is Emma Chamberlain. She also has, like, a YouTube channel, and I'm subscribed to her because I love Emma Chamberlain. She has a really good personality. She's super funny. I like that she started TikTok and actually doing, like, dance trends. She's a huge influencer, and a lot of people look up to her, and I just think she's amazing. I love her.
I have the same opinion for Emma Chamberlain because I used to watch her a lot on YouTube, but I haven't recently just because I just don't feel like it. But yeah, I think she's really funny. She's nice. She's really pretty. And she has a really good personality, and her TikToks are really funny because she's like, she doesn't really try, but she tries, so, like, it makes it look funny.
Yeah, she doesn't care, like, what others think of her and, like, does her own thing. I mean, she cares because there was this TikTok that went around saying that she was not a good person, but people would just get jealous of other people.
Yeah, and people keep saying that she's happy now because she's actually showing her true self and being active, and people think that something is wrong with her because she's not normally like that.
Yeah, but I think I like her. She is a good person.
Yes.
So, yeah. The very last person that we're going to say opinions about is Avani. She got famous for her makeup. She used to do, like, clown makeup and, like, very, like, super cool makeup. Like, I don't know what you call it, but it's, like, scary makeup, I guess. And I think she got famous from that. And also she dances, too, because she did... dances, yeah.
For Avani, I don't really personally watch her very often. She just pops up on my For You page on on TikTok, so when she pops up, I enjoy watching her, but that's all I really got to say about her. She's not really my favorite, but she's very pretty, and she's friends with most of these other people that we talked about today.
I think they're all in the Hype Palace besides Emma Chamberlain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's the end of our podcast. I don't know what else to say, because we're definitely not making another one.
Anyways, no.
Toodles!
Toodles!